Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.
And we live. It's the Dynasty Happy Hour Open Bar. We started a little bit late. I apologize about that. About 5 minutes late, but you know, it's the way. If you know me, it's the gearing way. I'm fashionably late.
Gabe, isn't the way a fastball song?
I'm not there for that reference, Doug.
Some people will get it. So high five, virtual high five. Bah, okay. There we go.
I'll high five you anyways. You may have noticed that we have Doug on again, or excuse me, Eddie. We've got him on again for what is this, the third time? You're a regular at this point.
Yeah, I'm a regular at the bar. My wife and kid are asleep, so I need to do something while they're away.
Yep.
It's nice of your wife to contribute to the marriage.
Absolutely. You know, she's got to do something. It's lazy. Ugh.
And we also got Tim, a newcomer to the bar. Are you going to open up with, like, you know, bartender, whatever you want to give me, I'll have, kind of thing? Or do you know what you want?
It sounds like a martini.
Oh no. Like a martini. I always come with a bottle of Jack Daniel's honey, and it's usually half gone by the time I finish. I still to this day for this past draft that we had, I went through a full bottle of Jack Daniel's honey over the course of the first two draft nights. I was lit by the end of the second night.
Hey, look, you are him. You just said lit, okay? You're in now. You were worried about...
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm cool like
lit,
that.
Lit was so last year.
I was turnt up.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut you off, Tim.
I'm going to have to throw shade at you, Tim.
There you go. And saving the best for last year, we have a very special guest on today. I'm not entirely sure of who's there exactly, but I know we have one member here, and his name is Brad, and he's from the LFO. How you doing, Brad?
Good, man. And we got Devin here too.
Cool.
He's in the background just yelling out words like Tom Brady and mojito.
I was wondering who did that.
I like him already.
Oh yeah, here we go. This is every single week.
Can I tell you a quick story? Is that possible?
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pause, man. No.
We did a radio interview maybe about a year ago, right? And, you know, the interview's going great. It's like the 20th anniversary of the radio station. We had done a lot of stuff with them. And so, you know, I'm talking to him. And then the DJ's like, oh, so Devin, how are you doing? And he goes, Carson Daly is my bowling ball. And that's all he said.
I know what that means.
Doug, you know what that means?
You know what also? Don't grab Brad Dibs. He doesn't like that.
The kids are in the room. I won't explain.
Yeah, fair enough. We're trying to keep the open bar PG as we can.
No, it actually was PG. You guys went too far. Actually,
doesn't like not a surprise.
Doug took it too far yet again.
That's so nasty. Go carry on.
Okay. Well, welcome anyways to the open bar. Crazy that we had you. We were talking about it was Keaton that was talking about which song was it? Elena with the bodegas and whatnot. And that was his reference. And then it, you know, carried on onto Twitter, and you know, here we are. So,
you know, it's for us, it's kind of fun. You know, I think like every musician wishes they were an athlete, and every athlete wishes they were a musician, from what I've seen, you know. So,
and every musician wishes they were a fantasy football podcaster, right?
it's a circle of life. I personally haven't done very well in my fantasy football league personally.
You need to follow every single one of us then.
Yeah, for us it's fun, man. It's fun to be able to do something that's outside the box a little bit, and so we're glad to be with you guys for sure.
That's awesome. So wait, hold. You play fantasy football. You kind of mentioned that right before we went on. But what leagues do you play in?
It's only one league, and it's not ESPN.
Yahoo?
Yahoo or CBS or
I'll look it up. I honestly don't remember. Actually, it's NFL. It's NFL.
Oh, NFL. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the format? Is it 12-team, 10-team?
You know, it's just basically it's a bunch of guys from church. So we got like maybe 8 teams, I think.
Okay.
And pretty typical from, you know, you draft, you know, you may obviously do a draft and then you start one quarterback, two wide receivers, two running backs, a defense, and a tight end, and then one extra, like either running back or wide receiver.
So you don't start a kicker?
And a kicker.
High five. You're doing it right. No kicker.
No kicker?
No, you do start a kicker.
Oh, no, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
What about?
I don't make the rules. I just join.
What about a punter? Do you start a punter? That's what we really want to know.
Ready? Top 5 punters. Let's go. Again.
Robbie Gould. No, he's not a punter.
No.
All the punters are ex-soccer players, and soccer's not really a sport, so it doesn't really matter.
You're crazy.
That's a fiery take.
That's a hot take. You fit in right into the football club, man. The American Football Club, not calling soccer a sport.
I know it's popular elsewhere, but it's not popular in my house.
Do your kids play sports?
Yeah, my son plays baseball, my daughter plays basketball, and Devin's. Let's see, Bryson, you play what, football and basketball? And soccer, yeah. So all the kids play sports, man.
Nice. It keeps you busy, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, man. We have 11 kids between us.
Really?
11 kids? Whew.
Oofta.
Yeah.
just get one big house and have everyone help each other.
Right? How do you get them royalty checks rolling in?
Seriously, I'm sweating, man, over owning like 2 dogs, man. I'm like, I gotta wake up and let them out and like feed them at 9 p.m. every night. Like that's plenty for me. I can't even.
I do the same thing with my kid. It's all good.
What do you feed your kid, Doug? Do you Pedigree or Iams? What do you feed?
He's on that Blue Buffalo because he's got a real sensitive tummy. Yeah.
Do you have one of those feeders that just feeds them automatically?
Yeah, and it's got the water bottle above with the little metal ball. Yeah, totally self-sufficient. It's wonderful.
You're just really regulating him. Do you have a dog run or a hamster wheel or just like a huge clear ball that you can have him like run around the house in?
No comment.
Okay, yeah, we don't want.
I don't need CPS knocking on my door.
We don't need Child Protective Services knocking on your door. Well, 11 kids, that's awesome. You could basically make a fantasy football league with your kids right there. I don't know all their ages, but that's a handful, man.
Brad, I am being fed a little bit of information in my ear. Tyler Gunther says you're actually from Massachusetts. Are you a Pats fan?
From Massachusetts, and he is a Pats fan, aren't you?
Yeah, and I also like the Seahawks. It's weird, but yeah.
Okay. So how did you feel about the Super Bowl then?
Yeah,
it was almost like Patriots are like this. Let him just win for a little bit. We'll come back in the fourth quarter. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, down 25 points. We good.
Yeah.
Some people March 28.
Let this person beat me up for 3 rounds and I'll take him out in the fourth. That's awesome.
I like it.
I love the accent too. So that does sound like the Massachusetts accent for sure.
Yeah.
It's all right. Tyler's a Pats fan too. Yeah,
Tyler
enjoys. Let's just say they're dynasty.
Tyler enjoys watching the Falcons.
Tyler. Am I allowed to say that I'm a Dolphins fan on air? Is that okay?
You'll get lit. Oh,
that's fine.
Yeah, it's.
If only Scott was on here, he could tell you the tales of Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you those tales.
When I think of Dolphins, I think of Ace Ventura. That's it.
Laces up.
Yeah, laces up. What was the? There's a kicker for you. What was that? What was the kicker's name again?
Ray Finkel.
Yeah, Ray Finkel.
That was it. Yeah.
Finkel was Einhorn. Einhorn. Finkel. I kissed a mate. No, I didn't. I didn't do it.
Great
movie. So what's the big like inside scoop for fantasy football coming up? Like, are you guys have any special like dark horses? Like guys, you're going, listen, they're not on your radar, but they're going to do something big.
So it sounds like y'all are playing in a just a yearly league, like they call it a redraft, where you have new players every year, right?
I think you have 2 keepers, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and you have 2 keepers too. Awesome.
Nice. Okay.
So Yeah, I mean, redraft mindset. I don't know. You can go deep into that, and especially with only eight teams. So I don't know, some late round flyers I'm liking this year. I was just talking on my other podcast last night about Quincy Enunwa and how he's going to be a top 24 wide receiver this year. So, and you can get him real late. That's kind of my high upside guy. Any other, we're dynasty guys. So I guess not as much as Doug. I mean,
in an eight team league, for the Pats fan there, Mike Gillisley, you could probably get pretty late in an eight team league. Pay off big.
Yeah. That's my problem when I play is my draft is horrible. You know what I mean? Like, I got like wide receivers, running backs getting like, you know, 3 points each week, you know?
Mm-hmm. When you're in that shorter league and you have those two keepers, my money's on you're going to have those high end rookies that go a little bit later. So I'd probably jump in on a Leonard Fournette a little bit earlier than other guys because you get to keep them for so long.
Yep.
Okay.
He's jumping up on boards too in redraft. I can't, you and I talking about that, Doug, last week. He's like third round pick or something.
Yeah, he's going like around top 10 or so running backs. It looks like the ADP creeping up.
Crazy.
So you're saying sort of plan for the future with the keeper league.
Right. Especially if you have a team that's a little bit, like you said, you've struggled over the last couple of years. You want to make sure that the guys you're keeping are guys that can hold value long term. So a guy like Leonard Fournette, Joe Mixon is someone I would highly recommend that you look at, that type of player, because you can keep him forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have keeper limits. Can you only keep them for so many years? 2, 3, 1 year?
No, I don't think so. I think I've been carrying Drew Brees over from year to year, and he has some monster games, as you know. And then sometimes, you know, you finish the day with 12 points, you know.
Yeah, it happens. He laid an egg for me. I think it was in the fantasy playoffs. It was the first week of the playoffs, and he was terrible. And he had a great matchup too. I forget who was it against, but yeah, it was bad.
Don't worry, Brad. I'll get you my digits. We'll help you out, brother.
There we go.
All right, man. I want to have the best team this year.
Yeah, draft no Cody while you're drafting.
I got you. I'm going to be the personal consultant for LFO. Yes. We're going to rule this.
For LFO, yeah.
This is going to be right on.
Yeah, you have a new title. It's Fantasy Football Consultant.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is amazing.
Lock it up.
I'm trying to think of an acronym for LFO that's football related. Lit Football
Organization.
The Lit Football Organization.
We weren't allowed to say lit. Is it because you dropped it, Tim.
So you're just saying going
I'm
off of you.
I'm not allowed to say it.
This is your organization. I'm just helping you out, my man.
Listen, my beard doesn't have silver in it like someone that's already on the podcast.
Reflection.
How about Lit Football Offense?
That's cool.
That's cool.
There we go. Yeah. I can't think of any cool other L words. I'm sorry.
Hey, here's a good tandem you could have. I just started looking at some ADP and average draft position for where you can get some late round flyers. You said you had Drew Brees, Willie Snead. His ADP is at 86 overall, so you can get him, you know, eighth round, maybe ninth round or something. And he's the wide receiver too in that offense now. And I think he's a real decent shot to have a top 15 season. I mean, Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas did it themselves last year, so I think Willie Snead's definitely in line to have that kind of production as well.
So it's strategy. See, that's sort of different than the strategy than I thought. Like, is it smart to have a wide receiver and a QB from the same team on your team?
It's not a nice double up in points, though, if they're the right player.
Yeah, and with something like an offense like that, I mean, it's kind of safer to have a player on the Saints offense because, I mean, they're getting targets nearly every week, I guess, unless it's Brandon Cooks, where he was hit and miss last year. But I mean, Willie Snead is that kind of player where he's getting a lot of receptions every week and a little more consistent. So it's nice, but it's not necessarily a need and nothing that you have to reach for necessarily.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So if it's a big week, you score big, and if they have a bad game, then it just is what it is.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try that strategy.
Scott, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Everyone, welcome Scott to the open bar. I hope you're thirsty.
Turn this down. Jeez.
We're coming in hot already. It's okay.
Yeah, I had it turned all the way up from recording podcast earlier. I guess this is at a different volume.
Sorry. That might be.
Can't imagine you have to turn Frank up.
So who's who here? I see Tim. I know Tim.
Gabe here. And Doug's muted. Eddie Doug, he's muted. And then we've got
I'm good now.
You do not look like your picture, Gabe.
my Twitter, Abby?
Yep. False advertising. Yeah.
Well, for one, I shaved recently, like here and here, and I got my hair up. Trust me, with the long hair, don't care. I didn't want to do that to you, Scott. I don't think you're ready. Never.
You do one of these for us?
I froze for a second.
You want one of those? Okay.
Where you just shake the
I don't look like my Abby either. Currently Pluto.
All right.
Oh man, for a second there, I thought those were gauges, Tim. Are those headphones? Those would be huge gauges.
All right, here we go.
Hold
up, Scott. We gotta introduce you to LFO. I mean,
oh,
so rude.
Nice.
So, no video from their end, but it's Brad and Devin from LFO. So they're here with us, hanging out, asking some fantasy football questions because they're playing. They're in an 8-man league.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we're getting lit.
So where to be?
What's up, man?
It's nice to meet you guys.
You too.
Hey, what's up?
So Scott, maybe you actually want to jump into the discussion a little bit, what we were talking about for Brad and Brad, you can feel free to send more questions. He has an 18 keeper league that he does through his church, and he just wanted a little bit of strategy that we recommended for someone who it's a smaller type of league, but he wants the most bang for his buck in that type of just two keeper situation. Is there anyone you would target, or are you looking at more rookies and hoping for a long-term upside because you're keeping them, or what's your angle?
Eight man leagues. I'm all about stars, man. You need stars in 8-man leagues. And it depends on how deep your limits are. If you're like 2 QB, 3 running back, 4 wide receiver, or if you're pretty normal, it's QB, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers. It depends on what your settings are, but I generally go after stars, as many stars as I can get. That's the only way you're going to win it.
How do you feel about Cam Newton?
Right now I have Cam ranked 14th, but it's mostly just about out of a bunch of question marks. That offense is going to shift. They're not going to do what they've been doing for the last couple of years. So it's more about question marks than anything.
Yeah, and he was the number one overall quarterback last year, but last year, you know, he just completely fell off. And that's what's kind of nice, because he drops down so heavily, and then you can almost get him at a value. I mean,
interestingly enough, you should pull up Cam's stats. Last year was actually a lot closer to his previous years.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, 2015 was the outlier. Like last year was normal for his other years.
You're just, I mean, true, but you're not going to want the production that he had from last year. Is
no, kind of no, you won't.
I'll take the discount this year, though.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, kids here.
No, if you're a man, an 8-teamer, how long can you keep the keepers for? And do you keep them for a round, or do you just keep them no matter where you draft them?
Yeah, I think the way we have it set up is you can keep two. And I don't think there's any limits of how long you can keep them.
Oh yeah, that makes some of those younger guys really nice and valuable.
yeah, I had never thought about the strategy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I never thought about that strategy of sort of thinking long term. I've sort of been like, all right, what can I do to win this season? You know?
Yeah, I'm generally the same way as you are. I'm generally just try to win every year.
Yeah.
I disagree.
you play to lose the game, actually.
Yeah, I like to talk about that.
You have to suck a little bit to really appreciate how important winning is.
You got to lure them in before you strike.
What kind of money's involved in the leagues you guys play in?
My leagues are anywhere from, I don't know, 30 to 100 per person.
Yeah, I'm like 25 to 100 for the most part.
Yeah, I think I've got one league where I split it with a buddy. It's like a $400 buy-in, but we split it, so it's right. 200, and that one's pretty nuts. It's like a super flex league. Super flex means just being able to start a quarterback in that flex position, so kind of more points, and quarterbacks are more popular. You have to start 3 running backs, 3 wide receivers, a tight end, and then you also have to start a rookie every week, which is kind of unique.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Anywhere from 25 to 100. Some crazy leagues, I have a 16 team, two quarterback mandatory, two tight end mandatory, tight end premium also, Devy league, the Devys were about 150 deep, I think it was.
Jeez. Is that Campus to Canton?
No, it wasn't.
It was just a similar kind of league.
Yeah, it was Lion's Den or something like that.
Okay.
It was intense.
That is intense.
Chad Parsons and I went through that one together. It was not often you take a Devy tight end, but that was probably one of the few occasions you did.
So Brad and Devin, what he's talking about it for Devy, a Devy league is similar to that of a dynasty league where you're keeping the same rosters every year, but well, okay, hold on. What is that?
You're keeping
the video working.
In Devy leagues, you draft anybody from a high school senior through a college senior, and you keep them on your team.
Yeah, so you're drafting seriously? College players.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So yeah.
You start scouting high school kids?
Yep.
Who created that crazy format?
You know what? I have recently found people that actually did it earlier than the 90s. I started doing that in 1999, and I've pushed that format for a lot of years. I drafted Adrian Peterson when he was a senior in high school. I mean, I pushed it, but I have now found a couple people that played it before I did, which is pretty cool, pretty awesome.
So you drafted Adrian Peterson in high school, and did you keep him like throughout?
Yeah, yep. I kept him right up until about 2 or 3 years ago.
So do you take the points he scores in high school and college?
No, none of that counts. He just kind of sits there on like a taxi squad. You don't get to play him until he gets to the pros.
Right. You let him incubate for a while.
That's cool.
Got to go deep for that stuff. It's intense.
Yeah.
It will destroy your life. Just ask Scott. That's why he's bald.
Hey, Tim, can we talk about your dog collection real quick?
Oh, my bobbleheads?
You still there?
Not dolls, bobbleheads.
Oh, you call them dolls? Oh,
Hey, do you want us to bring? You know, I'm gonna go get some dolls real quick while you talk to Devin. Okay.
Okay.
I feel left out.
This is one of the dolls here that.
That's awesome.
Does anyone like basketball?
What's that?
Does anyone like basketball?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I
Golden
see.
State or Cleveland.
You've got a Cleveland native LeBron here.
You see the LeBron James bobblehead that's sitting right around?
Timberwolves. Timber puppies. Timber puppies.
And I'm a Lakers fan, mostly been an heir for the Kobe years, and now I'm sad.
I'm still a fan of the Michael Jordan Pippen era.
Nothing there.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah, so I'm sure you jump in on that the GOAT conversation between LeBron and Michael Jordan, who's who kind of thing, huh?
I don't know. Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah. I think it's obvious. I mean, yep. But sorry,
but, LeBron.
I would beg to differ.
LeBron's a bigger design. He's stronger. It's a kind of different game.
Well, that's exactly what it, you nailed it on the head. You're talking about a perfect. Oh, yes. I need those to add to my collection.
Wow.
Can I send you my mailing address? And I'll definitely have those in the background.
Man, that is awesome.
Scott, we need those. We need those for memorabilia for SFB.
Oh, my gosh. Those are badass.
What do you think,
Tim?
Awesome. You jealous?
Wow.
I am jealous. those are beautiful.
Man. You know what would be the awesomest thing for each of you to make your own dolls for a girlfriend?
I may have had too much to drink on this end.
Man, I can't even imagine getting to the point of like fame where you get your own characters. That's awesome.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, that is unreal. Unreal.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I remember before the offer came in to make these stupid dolls. I was looking through the Sunday Circular, and there was some NSYNC dolls, and I was like, "That's ridiculous! I would never let them make a doll." Then we got an offer; they paid us like $100,000 to make dolls. I was like, yeah, go for it, make them.
Yeah, do it right now,
100%. Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh,
those are Best Buy exclusives. When I work there.
Nice.
Money talks, man. Money
talks. We threw so many of those in the compactor. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man. Yeah, they'd be collectible now. Do you wish you hadn't done that?
No, I'm happy you did it. I have to
ask, was Barbie the one who made them?
Barbie?
Mattel, I think he's talking about.
Mattel. Yeah, what's the brand that built them?
It was some brand out of called Playlong out of China.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I have a Fort
Lauderdale. Oh, dude, they have little microphones, too. That's awesome. Awesome.
Mine has a CD, like a Walkman, like CD.
Walkman. Oh, yeah, that looks like a little mini Sony Walkman.
But I never had a pager. Mine has a cell phone because I always use my phone a lot, you know, doing work in business.
Oh, that's awesome.
So is it a phone?
I couldn't resist coming on when the LFO dolls came up.
You should see the abs on this guy. It's unbelievable.
So, does anyone do you play football? Anybody? You like to play football?
Say what?
Outside, you actually like to play physical football once in a while?
Not for years.
My brother was down here from New England. It's fun just throwing the ball, getting that nice spiral and just catching it. Oh, yeah.
That's nice. It is fun. That's fun. At like holidays, I do that kind of stuff. But haven't been in like a flag football game or a group of guys in a long time doing that.
I think last time I played flag football was about three, four years ago now. And I've been trying to join one here in Austin. But what's that? Real tackle football? Oh, hell no. I'm 150 pounds, bro. I'm older than Donnell Pumphrey. I get broken in half, man.
Oh. See, that's the one area where I'd fit in. I'm 6'3", 220, so I'm right in that. I'm in a good weight range.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have that BMI over 30.
with Gabe playing, Gabe, that man bun might be able to get in the way. I mean, people would probably just grab that, right?
That's true, but it's like beast mode though. Like they'll be grabbing it and they might just rip it off, but I'll just kind of look at it and throw it down and just keep running.
No, you won't. You'd scream. You'd scream in pain.
Man. Oh man. What's everyone drinking tonight? You have to drink for this, right? That's what I was told.
We're supposed to kind of introduce our drinks, and you know, I went Manhattan basic.
Oh, nice. Nice. Man.
Cocktail guy.
I'm already pizza. I'm like watering up.
Boys, I'm off to the next bar.
Nice.
All right, Doug.
So guys, my name's Tyler. Nice to meet you. I kind of run this operation, these little hooligans here.
I've got grape flavored Propel.
Ooh. I hear you guys are from Massachusetts, right?
Well, yeah, two of us, you know, we had a member, Rich, who passed away in 2010. So Rich and Devin from Massachusetts, and I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay. So what are your guys' favorite football teams?
I still like the Patriots, and I like Seattle now. So Seattle and Patriots.
Oh, wow.
All right.
And someone liked the Dolphins, yeah, too, right?
Man, I am sorry.
Are you kidding? He gets to watch 16 games of Jay Ajayi.
Oh, God, here we go. Scott's love for Jay Ajayi. Here we go.
Actually, well, you don't actually get to watch him because up here in Orlando, they consider us close enough to Miami to where, you know, there's blackouts if the game doesn't sell out.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's wacky.
Oh, man. But I'm a Falcons fan, so I was just hoping none of you guys are Patriots fans because I don't like to be reminded of the Super Bowl loss, but apparently one of you guys are, so it still strikes deep in my heart, full of sadness.
Hey, you guys played a good half, man. You played a good half.
Tyler, I was actually going to be up your way next March 28th.
What?
I was actually going to be up your way next March 28th. Yeah, I wondered if you had any plans.
Clear spot.
Next 328.
All right, I'm going to go cry myself to sleep. No, I still think Kyle Shanahan had something to do with it. He just didn't care.
you think him having that 49er job in the bag, he was just like, whatever.
Yeah, and I think how he left his playbook in the airport, I think he actually purposely did that, and then somebody found it and called him up and told the media. So he actually tried to lose a game early on. I got this whole entire conspiracy theory.
Wow, it sounds deep. It sounds deep.
They did that 2 years ago with a deflated ball incident as well. Look how far that went.
Yeah, these conspiracy theories, man.
And then the Twin Towers, that's all conspiracy. So we can keep on going about last stuff.
I will say that Steelers Seahawks Super Bowl back in the day, that was rigged. That was completely rigged.
what year was that?
Early 2000s. Back in the Sean Alexander days. Just the refs threw everything against the Seahawks the entire game and stuff that it just didn't even seem like it was happening. Yeah, it was a little ridiculous that game. I'm gonna hear it from Steelers fans now after saying that. But
yeah, all right, guys, I got to get back to work actually. But it was nice meeting you guys. Thanks for coming on again.
Wait, you don't have a job where you can podcast all day? Is that it?
No, I'm not like kidding. You, Scott. I can't kidding. Just do that.
Hey, State Farm.
He looks a little like that. He's got this. What are you wearing? Looks like he's in an office in a button down.
What are you wearing, Tyler from State Farm? What are you wearing, Jake?
Khakis.
Khaki. All right, guys.
All right, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, nice Bye. Meeting you.
All right, see you, Tyler.
Man, you guys had Frank on last week. I heard that. He sounded like he was getting a little tipsy. Sounded good.
Complete switch as to this week. Brad and Devin were mentioning having their children on, so we didn't want to drop any bombs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine's fast asleep right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid, though. That kid. He's a whiner. I love him to death, man. He whines so much. When do they grow out of that? How old are you guys as kids?
Two youngest of two, then 12 is the oldest. So I got six.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, mine's four, and he is, he's at an age, let me tell you. I love it, but.
4 year olds are watching. Four years are always watching the bigger kids, and they're slipping words out. So the little kids are learning stuff faster, and they whining more and more and more.
Oh,
sure. Time out doesn't count as time out. I'm like, you're not supposed to talk in time out, dude. Boop, 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 boop. It's excuse as excuse. That's weird phase, man. Whatever.
Oh, man. Is it hard once you get past one, when you get to two, three, four?
Or they're dependent and they have a personality. They're not 4 years old. They're just like us.
Yeah, they're little people.
You don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Something to look forward to.
You're basically, it's like another person telling me to sit down. I'm not going to sit down.
No, no. The same way. No, that's not how this works.
Right. Oh, I'm still at zero, so I'm good.
Yep.
So wait, what cities are you guys in?
I'm out in Austin, Texas.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in Minnesota, Twin Cities area.
All right. It's my brother's team.
Nice.
Minnesota Vikings.
Nice, nice.
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. You know, we're going to be in Akron coming up in this summer.
Oh, nice. I'll have to check you guys out.
Yeah, we're playing in Akron. This summer, I think it's end of July.
Oh, nice.
I was going to ask what y'all are doing. So do you have a tour this summer? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, you know, so basically we haven't really done much related to LFO since we sort of took a break in 2002. We did a reunion tour in 2009. You know, Rich was diagnosed with leukemia in 2005.
Sucks.
And he fought that really hard. In 2009, we did a reunion tour, and he was pretty sick during the tour, to be honest with you. We had to sometimes carry him up onto the stage. He'd find his position right in the middle of the stage, and he'd rock it every night, man. But we gave him the back of the bus as sort of his lounge, and we let him sleep all day, and then we'd help him get dressed before the show. And, so we did that tour, and then a year later, he passed away. And last year we flew up to New York and we did a cameo at a 90 Degrees concert, and there was an agent there who got a hold of us a few days later and was like, hey, you know, I saw you guys at the show. Would you consider playing some more concerts, you know? And so we really hadn't considered doing that, but after a lot of discernment and talking and arguing and praying, we just decided, all right, let's go for it. So basically we have a new tour coming out
starting July 21st, and well, for 2 weeks on this first run. And the idea is we'll just continue going and going and going as long as people will come, you know?
Nice, nice.
How long,
nice,
how long does it take you guys to put together a tour?
Well, I mean, that, there's a lot that goes into it, right? So on the one side, you have booking the shows, which, you know, we have an agent who handles that. And, but there's a lot of negotiation that goes with that. There's routing. But then putting together the band and getting all the sound equipment together and the marketing. Normally, you know, you might be in a big label and you'd have a whole team of people doing this, but it's just us. So we're doing everything ourselves. As you saw me, you know, I found your tweet on Twitter, and that's how we're here now, right? Because I was trolling Twitter looking for people talking about us and found you guys.
So. Yeah, I heard them mention you guys last week on the podcast, and I'm like, that's awesome. I can't believe they're getting them on.
Like I said before, it's cool for us to do something outside of, you know, that's not really music related, you know? It's fun to do something sports related, especially since we love sports, you know?
Totally. Yeah, I can imagine, man. Just, and I know you're not touring anymore, but even back then, like, just the grind there and just wanting to do something else and just get out of that zone for a little bit, it's got to be.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why we decided to sort of hiatus. It really is like breaking up. We just wanted some semblance of normalcy, you know, like the Sunday paper, you know what I mean? Little things like that. But now we're looking forward to this 2 weeks on the road. And with 11 kids between us, we can't live on the road again. But if we can jump in and we can do a little touring each year, we just recorded a couple of new songs. So we'll be releasing new music too. So if we can, you know, we can jump in and make this something interesting to people again, then, you know, we're certainly feel really grateful to have the opportunity to do that, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great. Awesome.
So you're doing mostly Midwest shows then, or it's, I mean, you're going to be in Akron, so I kind of assume, but how many shows do you have lined up to start?
This first run is 14 shows.
Oh, wow.
In 16 days. And so it goes as far north as Buffalo, as far south as Orlando, as far west, I guess, Akron or Columbus further west, one or the other. And then we'll probably do another tour that's more sort of hitting Chicago, Detroit, that area. And then we'll do some stuff out on the West Coast as well. But right now it's just sort of, I guess really, we're just testing the market, making sure there's still viability there. There seems to be interest. I think when people know we're coming, then they're interested.
Right.
It's just difficult letting people know that we're back because we've been gone so long, you know?
Right. And then you got in this kind of format to be like, oh, okay, I understand what it is.
Some who go, well, where's Rich, you know? And that's a valid question. Where's Rich? Well, Rich passed away. If it was up to us, he'd be right here with us, you know? So some people might say, well, it's just not the same without Rich. And we say, well, guess what? It's different to us too. It isn't the same. But you know, we're going to do our best to keep his legacy alive, to keep the LFO legacy alive, and make the fans happy. So that's what we're out here doing.
That's legit, man. I love that. So is it just you two going on this tour and creating songs now, or do you have a third member to kind of replace? Or
you get a band for every show, I bet. Or are you getting a band to go with you on all the shows?
Yeah, we're rolling with the bands. Actually, gotcha. A lot of friends of ours from church, really amazing musicians. One of the guys has a band called C. O'Neill. And so he'll essentially open up for us, and then that band turns around and becomes our band. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Nice. So all their stuff's already set up. That's easy.
Yeah, economically, it makes the most sense.
Yeah, listen, it's one of those tours where, you know, we're driving the bus ourselves. We're tour managing ourselves. We're managing ourselves. We're marketing. You know, we're basically doing everything ourselves. And we have, you know, we have a couple of people who are with us, you know, offering their time and talent, helping us out. And it's, you know, it's exciting for us, man. We love doing this kind of work. And if we're hoping it leads to something bigger, right, where we can continue jumping into this world for part of the year and have some fun, earn some extra income, take care of all these 11 kids. And
exactly. So it's about
fantasy football.
Yep.
Got to see if they can make round two of those dolls.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to make a doll? Want to make a doll?
Update the looks. with the kids, you said you're going kind of on tour there. Are you going to go in? You're going on tour. You're going to bring, are you going to have your kids come to some of the shows, or are you going to go home in between each stop, or what's the plan?
We'll be gone.
2 weeks straight.
Just two weeks. Just nice.
Yeah, the kids are going to try to catch the rehearsals before the show.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe just the last show Orlando haven't come out. We don't know.
Nice. I bet it's got to be just awesome for them to see their dads on stage. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. That would be, man, such a proud moment.
The other times they see us is like, you know, just dads.
Yeah, exactly.
Practice, baseball practice. Come on, you're late. Get your shoes on. Yo, I got to untie your shoes. Okay, come over here, dude. Can't you do it yourself?
Do you ever show them, or do they ever find like old videos of you guys back at, you know, like 10, 15, 20 years ago? And
sometimes they'll gang up on me, really. And they'll like gang up and playing the song, but look, you're on this. I'm like, oh. Right on, you found it.
That's awesome.
Are any of your kids musically inclined?
They can all, they all free. When they bang on the piano, they're not thinking about notes, and they're like, they're cool like that. They play the drums and not worried about it. Some of them have potential, really.
Nice.
Some of them, they play at the wrong time. You're like, ooh, don't touch that note. Ooh, ah. But you can't tell them about that.
Oh, man.
Your DNA, that's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I have none of that. I have no musical talent at all.
I was gonna ask, who was doing back in the day on those tracks, who was doing the kind of or maybe it was all three of you, who was doing kind of the rapping part of it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, most of the songs, Rich was, I would say, the lead rapper. Okay. And I'll say that he really probably, if when it came down to it, I would say he literally was like one of the better rappers on the planet. I mean,
he's got
Biggie or Tupac gets, but you put him in a room with a beat freestyling, he'll go up. I mean, he literally could go up against anybody. He was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, he was amazing.
That's amazing.
Okay.
And that's how we started, really. We started basically as a rap group. And
I mean, I could do the same thing, but it gets ugly and gets violent.
It gets violent.
Like, double rap. You can't do that right now. I know the kids.
So that's how you started, basically, as a rap group. I never would have guessed that.
Fighting. New England Patriots. Yo, I'm freaking frightening. Ah, it goes on and on.
I love my freestyle. That's what's up.
Freaking Minnesota. Boo goes the soldier. Wake up the baby.
Tim was just waiting for you to say
that. Trying to keep some of the kids quiet while the babies are sleeping.
Ah, yeah, yeah. That's a constant struggle.
Don't wake the baby. I think it's a galactic. Don't wake the baby.
So, Scott, you let's talk about your Scott Fishbowl a little bit and let these guys know what you're doing, because, I mean, they play fantasy football a little bit, so I'm sure they'd just be like
a little bit different than what you do.
Yeah, a little bit different from 18.
So yeah,
explain that a little bit. Explain what it's all about, because it's great.
It's not PPR anymore.
No, not anymore. Took that out. But it's a 720 team league. It's a pro am with just anybody you can list from NFL.com, Yahoo, CBS, ESPN, just analysts from every site. We all get together for this one big giant crazy league. And it's basically about getting the fantasy community together and everybody to know each other. And I run satellites to get into this league through a site I created called fantasycares.net. Basically, we fundraise to give toys for tots every Christmas. And last year we raised over $6,000. This year we're honing in on 10,000. That's a lot of toys for kids.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, it's such a passion project of mine, because, I mean, I mentioned my kid. I mean, he's spoiled. And there are kids that don't even get toys at Christmas, and they wouldn't get toys if we didn't raise this money and go buy toys for them. And the thought of them getting a toy that they wouldn't have otherwise got, I mean, that's just, man, it makes me feel it makes me almost well up. It's awesome thinking about that.
So with a 720 team league, how does a draft work?
Well,
everyone gets one player.
it's broken up. Yeah, it wouldn't even be that, really. Yeah, right. Everybody has to share a player. It's broken up into 60 12-team leagues. Okay. Yeah, you basically play out, you know, the regular season, and then the playoffs, everybody gets thrown together. So it's an undertaking, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Best I've ever done sounds is eighth place, but that was back in 480.
You got eighth. Now you got eighth place.
720. Eighth place.
Yeah.
Eighth place. That's when you were at 480. Yep. It was my first year.
Wow. Wow. That's, I'm actually impressed by that. That's really good. Eighth out of 480. Yeah.
So, I mean, running 60 leagues, like you're basically a commissioner for 60 leagues. Like I'm sweating over three over well, here.
Yeah, I ran 108 leagues last year, and this year I'm going to be running somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 because it's, you know, part of my job now. So
right,
I have to. I love it, but I have to. If LFO did not know, if you guys did not know, I'm sure you didn't. I'm full time in the fantasy industry. I'm a full time fantasy football analyst, which is. It's weird to have that be my career.
Yeah, it's passionate. It's awesome. It's like kid yet you're grown up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Music. That's I'm a kid yet grown up now. I'm still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's if you can make your passion like music, your passion, your career. I mean, more power to you. More yeah. power to everyone that can do that. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So you get paid to handle fantasy football.
Yes. Exactly. Yep.
That's even better than us getting paid to make music.
I don't know. Both are. Yeah, I'm terrible at music, but yeah.
And Scott doesn't have a doll yet, so.
Not have a doll. I have a T-shirt, but I don't have a doll.
True. T-shirts yeah. every year, Scott Fishbowl.
Yep. So no, it's good. It's good. I love doing it. So hopefully this will be my career till I retire.
Yeah, it sounds yeah, like man. The best thing for you and for your kids, Scott. So
yeah,
and the work you've been putting in, it's
worth it. Football will not go down. It's going to continue to become bigger and bigger. So I think yeah. your job is safe, man.
That's
traveling the world now sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It is powerful. It is. Oh, man. Yeah, so. So.
When do we got drafts starting for that, Scott? In July, mid-July? Is that when it happens?
Yeah, July 10th. July 10th is when they start. So we're less than a month away. We're only a couple weeks away. Crap. I got to start working on some things, apparently. Time flies.
So basically, they're just a bunch of – I'm sure that the draft that y'all are familiar with is just kind of live, and you finish it within an hour or two in your eight-man league. And the way these drafts are set up is they're kind of – they're slow email drafts is what they're called, and you just extend them over, you know, a month's time or so.
Oh, wow.
It's just kind of more relaxed, I guess, but and more time, but you have to, you know, start them earlier. So,
Yeah, the timer is not like 2 or 3 minutes. It's like 8 hours. So
yeah, you've got some time to think over the, you know, the 10, 15 players that you want on your team.
Basically takes a week to draft in these leagues, but it's good. It's fun. Yeah. So I hate to say it, guys, but we're approaching 9:30. So at least where I am, and the wife was already rolling her eyes. So I'm probably going to duck out in the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, I got to roll out.
Yeah, we'll wrap things up here. So,
it was nice meeting you guys. That's
thank you so much for
kind
being
of a, kind of a geek out moment. That's pretty awesome.
I'll see you guys in Akron.
See, we're nerds for life, bro. Nerds for life.
Nice.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Brad and Devin. What's your favorite LFO song that you ever created? That you ever wrote down and performed everything.
Oh,
like that.
Man.
Favorite LFO song.
I mean, I think my favorite song to play live is a song called Baby Be Mine.
Baby Be Mine?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite.
Baby Be Mine. Yeah. I'm going to try to look that up.
I know. To be honest, I was trying to refresh on some things. All I could get in my head was that Summer Girls song, man.
That's cool, man. Well, that's, you know, we love that one because the people love it. So
yeah, I'm sure you'll be playing it when the tour comes around for sure.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will. And you know, we'll likely hit Austin at some point, and we'll hit
Yeah, I like girls that wear every crop of fish. I take her if I had one wish. She's a girl since that summer, It's us by my fantasy football league, bitches.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
That was legit.
Man, that's great. All right. Man, that's awesome.
Have a good night. Yeah. And hold your late night, and
we'll talk soon.
All yeah, right.
Absolutely. Thank you, fellas. Much appreciated for joining us.
Take care, guys.
Good luck this year with fantasy football.
Yeah, you guys too. Yep.
I want to get in one of your leagues, man.
Yeah, we ought to set up a league. What do you say about that?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's set up a league then. We'll get whoever we have on this show and a few others. We'll set up a league.
I'll see if I can get a couple other people in the boy band genre to jump in, all right?
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
The boy band league. Let's do this.
Oh, I get a few. I'll try my best.
All right. Cool.
Have a good night, guys.
All right. Later. Oh, man. That was so cool.
That was.
we're still live here, but that was cool, man. We just had LFO on a fantasy football show.
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty
and
awesome.
We had a little live performance for summer girls. So that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, Scott, you're truly a celebrity too, man, in the fantasy football industry. So.
No, I'm not.
Cheers to you and everything that you're doing, and congrats on your position.
Yeah, that's weird, man. It's still weird to think, you know, that over the last month, I've been sending blurbs to friends, showing them what I'm writing, because they're all jokes, man. I'm just I love writing again. I should send you guys a couple of the things I've written, because I forgot how much I love throwing just a ton of humor into my stuff. It's great. But and also sending pictures of my office to people, you know, with my three computer screens and like Roto World and a football game, and
you're just wearing sweats and a t-shirt. Just
this is what I wore today. I just yep. Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
It's unreal. It's yep. Let's hope it lasts. Let's hope it lasts forever.
if it's anything like the last however long you've been doing it, I don't even know. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm not super worried. I mean, if it doesn't pan out after 4, 5, 10 years, I mean, I'll just I don't know. I'll be fine. We'll be fine.
It was a good run.
It was a good run. No, this industry is great. So
effort at SFB 20 and 1,000 teams and
yeah, it's
you're gonna need a co-commish or a few of them here. So.
Yeah, ten. I need a co-commish now. I think I'm behind. I'm behind. I have like 90 more invites to send, and I'm behind. But what are you gonna do? All it'll take is just me to sit down for 3 or 4 hours and I'll catch up. So, all right. I should probably let you guys go.
Hey, no worries.
Thank you for coming on, Scott. This was amazing.
Yeah, so I was late. Great, we were watching a little TV with the wife. So
no, it's no worries. It's like I said about the bar, come and go as you please kind of. So it is what it is. Family first.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys have a good one.
I'll talk
to you later. Bye.
All right, that should wrap us up, right?
Yeah, that ought to just wrap us up. Little closing statements, I guess. Tim, we know you, but where can we find you if we don't know you?
Everyone can find me at TimNFL on Twitter. Of course, almost all of my work you can find at uthdynasty.com. I am going to be doing the Scout Team Waiver Wire article, so Dynasty Waiver Wire over at Dynasty Happy Hour website. So you can definitely find some of my stuff there. That'll be more in season type of thing. And it was great just to kind of nerd out when they were talking about summer girls and some of their early life. It was crazy because that's when I was in high school and starting to go to college. So it's just weird to think back to that point in my life, kind of the transition time and reminisce a little bit. And those goofy ass dolls. I can't believe they called my bobblehead dolls. But hey, that's maybe they'll send us a signed one.
I know. I want some LFO dolls now, man.
There we go.
Yeah. That's
Thank
true.
You for having me on though. This was awesome.
Yeah, no, thanks for joining us. It was and you're right about having LFO on. It was cool. Those guys, Brad and Devin, were great. They're very more down to earth than I guess I not that I expected, but just more down to earth than anyone I've kind of met as far as, you know, celebrities go. So
just cool guys.
Yeah. Just really cool, down to earth dudes. And it was great. So
I'll let you know if they ask for my digits.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
If I become a true celebrity consultant.
Yeah. Well, they're good. I mean, their teams aren't going to develop for like 2 or 3 years. But all right. And for myself, I'm at Grab Bag Fantasy. I've got the Grab Bag Fantasy podcast. I'm bringing on a rotating co-host or a guest every week with a dynasty team. And we're breaking it down. We're talking about it, trying to help out if we can. And some people are educating me, which is great. So I'm learning a thing as well. I'm really, what I've been thinking about lately, and kind of reminds me of you, Tim and Katie and everyone, about Devi. I want to get a Devi team on so I can start talking about that a little bit, because I really feel like I could just kind of sit back and relax and just listen a little bit, because those are intense, man. But yeah, hit me up if you want to get on that show, and shout out to the Dynasty Happy Hour for this is the open bar. You know, thanks for joining us on this. This is fun. We're going to try to, I don't know if we can have, you know, LFO like guests every week.
But be back next week. We'll have NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Right. Yeah. Those are the, hey, hold on. Those are rivals, bro. We're Team LFO out here.
Team LFO. Solidarity.
That's right. But anyways, thanks for joining us, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace out.
Peace.
And cheers.
This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.